is not the solution. Let's move on. I think we're ready to go back in session. And Mac, I didn't check, but have you had that recorder on?
It's been on here, yes.
It's good. So
would you please ask sooner?
I got too many other.
I understand. I understand. Yeah. And that was, so I'll apologize right up front.
Yeah. Okay. Dave, we're ready. We need a one and have a mouthpiece. You'll have to turn it on.
Okay. Thanks for your time. I wanted to come and report that that we do.
Is it on?
There we go.
Got it.
Okay. Thanks for the opportunity to come in. I wanted to let you guys know that we do have a signed MOU with the Sublet Center, and we do have the signed MOU with the town of Pinedale, and we did pay our share. We paid the 2.7 to the town of Pinedale at the end of last week for the land. And so I'm hoping it's time to start the process of getting the hospital district on the ballot. And basically that's why I'm here today, to see what we have to do to get this thing going.
Okay. What you're reporting to us is you've secured an agreement, an MOU, to merge with the Sublet Center.
Correct.
And you have put in your payment and arranged for purchasing of the land that you would need adjacent to the clinic now.
Correct.
Yep. Okay. So, from the commissioner's standpoint, what we need to do according to statute is to have a motion to consider the issue of a hospital district resolution at our July 7th meeting, and to direct the publication of the appropriate 30-day notice to the newspaper. If I could have a motion to that effect.
So moved.
Been moved. Is there a second?
Second.
Second. Now, discussion. What we have just done, or what we have before us on the table, is a motion to consider a resolution for the hospital district. And that is what is outlined in the statute. I would like to state and acknowledge at this time that any outcome of that July 7th meeting is unknown until that date. And the ballot question itself in the resolution will not be decided until we've had the correct advertisement and then have the meeting to consider the resolution. So the motion on the table is to advertise to consider a resolution for the formation of a hospital district. Do the commissioners have any questions in regards to that? County attorneys, do you have any input? Are we?
No, you outlined it correctly as to the decision today is not a decision in July. So you outlined that perfectly.
And all we're doing is have a motion to have advertise for a meeting to discuss a resolution for a ballot initiative at our July 7th meeting. We have a motion and a second. Is there any other discussion? If not, I'll signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Motion carries unanimously. So we will put the advertisement in the paper that we intend to consider a resolution for the establishment of the hospital district. And it will be at our meeting on July 7th.
Okay. Thank you. That's it?
That's it.
Great.
Okay. Thank you. Any questions today? No. Thank you very much. Okay. We have under monthly reports, could I get a motion to approve payment of the accounts payable?
So moved, Mr. Chairman.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Any discussion? If not, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Does John have anything for us in terms of...
Let's see. Abatements in the amount of $85,033.75.
To whom?
Pinedale Energy. Pinedale Energy.
Okay. So we have three abatements.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, John.
It's like, oh, okay.
Here you go. We would like to take care of this.
Just need some signatures on this.
Tell us what we're signing or giving away now.
So these are abatements to, I'm not sure what, it's Pinedale Wyoming Energy, Inc. So they're a downstream, I guess, gas supplier. So they're not actually, I'll project. So it's not like they actually have equipment. They just have the mineral that they're shipping off. And so this is for three tax years, 2015, 16, 17, and it was discovered in an audit from the state. And it is an abatement of $85,033.75. So.
Okay.
Nothing we can do about it. Just have to sign off on it, and away it goes.
Is someone's phone ringing?
Yes. It's on silent. It must be close to your microphone. Yeah.
You had a pretty good track record going for not having these during...
You did.
...shut down.
Yeah.
You did.
Then they kind of came back. But.
Okay, I got those, I think.
All right. Here Thank you go. Very much.
Okay.
Thanks, John.
Okay, so I guess we're caught up and ready to move on with the county zoning and the plant development. If you would let Dennis know when there's some folks outside. Good morning.
Good morning.
Dennis, you want to come up front?
I suppose so. Does his mic need batteries?
I don't think he had it turned on.
No, it's... Okay, we are now on our agenda item to consider resolution 20-100-391B, which is the amended text to the county zoning and developing. At this time, I would normally ask for a motion to approve this resolution, because this is covered in a motion that we made previously at our meeting 2 weeks ago, and the motion carried to pass the amended of the amendments as presented. However, in the week since the motion for the amendments to the zoning and development regulation changes was considered and voted upon, It's come to my attention that additional updates to the zoning and development regulations may be warranted. And in an effort to avoid confusion in the future, I would entertain a motion now to rescind the motion and vote on May 5th approving the amendments to the zoning and development regulations.
So moved.
Second.
Got a motion and a second. Now, discussion. And this discussion normally, in terms of procedures, we will have discussion amongst the commissioners, and then I will allow the public an opportunity to express their concerns too. Commissioners, I am looking at this, and Clayton may want to speak to this as well. There was some perhaps housekeeping measures that needed to be looked at. There was some reconsiderations I had in terms of looking at this, in terms of particular wording. And I think in the best interest of putting the best foot forward with all those things into consideration, it's appropriate that we rescind this and then have to reschedule a date and time for these amendments. And as you know, and Dennis, you can speak to this in a minute, this would require an advertisement period of 30 days. It would then require a meeting with the commissioners to consider those amendments. And I anticipate if we approve this motion to rescind our previous motion, that it would set the ball in motion, so to speak, for the county attorney's office to work with planning and zoning along these lines in terms of some of those wording measures, housekeeping ideas, and then set a date and time once you have tweaked it to your satisfaction, that we would then have to re-advertise it at a 30-day notice, and then depending on our time frame of when our commissioner meeting is, set up a meeting to consider those amendments at a future date. Dennis, would you like to speak? Or
that is correct. Those are correct. If there are questions, we have kind of one section in here that I had heard some of the questions on and would like to reconsider how that is worded exactly. With that, it would come back to us, P&Z. We would re-advertise or make corrections, re-advertise, and then bring it back through the process again. So, but okay. I'm happy to answer any. I'm fine with this. Fine with reworking this, but is there any specific questions that could help answer?
No. Mr. Chairman, I can't frame the questions properly, but I talked to some of the. I have received a call from Mr. Bailey, and he had some what I thought was very good questions, and I would defer to him to ask those questions and have some discussion on it. I thought they were very legitimate, and I think that's why we're taking the direction we're taking and slowing this down. And I also had a call expressing concern about the time for advertisement, changing it from 30 days to 14 days, and what was the purpose of that, and why is there a reason to need to change that? Why is it things happening at such a critical timeline that we need to shorten the time for public comment or public advertisement? I thought it was a good question. I just didn't know the answer to it.
Okay. I can answer that question. For the most part of that section, the reason that we would like to update that and change those dates is because of how our meeting falls on the third Thursday of the month. And so that gives a week after that everything needs to kind of be in place, and I have to have my advertising into the paper the Monday prior to whenever it goes out.
and then try to, which is usually the last week of the month is when I have all of that information together after our meeting, then I only have 3 weeks basically until our next scheduled meeting comes up. So on some of this stuff, whether we meet at our meeting and then make a decision to move it to the next meeting, it's just that advertising period. I need to advertise everything before we have our meeting for the next meeting, which doesn't really work out a lot of times. Then, if I'm advanced to that, then I am past the 45-day period for to make your meeting. So it ends up needing to be advertised a couple different times in there for the same meeting, for my meeting, for your meeting. So it was more, it's more of a scheduling thing with the advertising, with the paper, trying to make the days to get to the next meeting. Also, throughout the time that I've been here and also previous to this, if mailings and stuff get sent out 30 to 45 days in advance, or something gets posted in paper 30 days in advance, the paper gets looked at once, thrown aside, and not seen for the next 3 weeks. And I seem to get a better turnout if it's within the last two papers versus a month and a half in advance, as far as the attendance at the meeting or even comments and concerns. So with that, I'm still trying to, I get the mailing notices out that last week of the previous month. So there is full 3 weeks or more in there that public notices that I send out to individual landowners, that those go out. It's just the time period in the advertising into the paper that we're trying to make allowances for.
Okay, if I can say something, and then I'll open it up to the public if they would like to make comment. In the course of my looking into this and discussions with both Dennis and with the deputy county attorney, there seems to be a problem in the wording under the Chapter 8 administration, because what was changed from 30 days to 14 days, in other words, no less than 14 days and no more than 28 days, which was previously 45, were applications for development proposals. But the caveat here is those are development proposals if zoning is in place for that development. When you look further in that paragraph, it speaks about things that would require a 30 to 45 day notice, and those included comprehensive plan, zoning and development regulations. And right after that, that was stricken was the words, our zoning map. And I think one of the things we need to look at is to replace that, but more particularly, if we want to give an adequate term of what zoning map is, that would be a change of zoning district boundaries. And those would require, those would still require a 30 to 45 day window of advertisement. So I understand what Dennis was trying to do in terms of expediting things, because your meeting is on the third Thursday. We meet on the first and third Tuesdays. And then you have a newspaper that publishes on Friday that you have to have it in by the following Monday. So oftentimes that would take 2 months if you had to have that 30-day time frame. But I think it's important, and this is what's going to go back and be reconsidered before it's presented to us again, and that is that the shorter time frame was for development proposals that needed to have a public hearing, but those proposals were only pertaining to ones that had existing zoning in place. It didn't have to do with a change in the zoning. Is that correct, Dennis?
That is correct. And it was a little bit, looking at some of that meeting, the zoning map was taken out because we really don't have a zoning map, but we do have zoning and development changes, zoning development districts. That should be put back in there underneath that 30 to 45 day review. We can work around that. The zoning of the property is probably one of the most important steps that ever happens. Once that change of zoning is in place, then those uses, if they're allowed uses or even conditional uses, are pretty much accepted from there on.
But so those would be the ones that would require the 30
those,
and 45.
Correct. So putting the zoning and development district boundary changes back into that, and then of course any changes to the comprehensive plan or any changes to the development regulations, having those longer advertising periods was the intent of this. The intent of shortening those advertising periods was for the development, for minor subdivisions, for the variances, for the, you know, all of those other parts.
Okay. And so I guess I'll say a couple more things and then open it up. I'm still going to open it up to the public if you want to comment. Number one, I think this is how the process ought to work. It was because of your participation, your phone calls to us, your bringing certain things to our attention that caused a more extensive review of this, where we came to the conclusion of we didn't quite get it right and we have to go back and do it again. It's not often that we rescind a motion that's made, but I felt like it's necessary in this case because of that. So I have to thank you, the public, for doing your part and holding our feet to the fire and letting your opinions be made known and helping us in doing this matter correctly. The other thing, and I think we'll probably get on to this, there has been some great inconveniences, which is probably a polite word to say, or changes in how we have to handle or operate because of this COVID-19 crisis. And I understand that a lot of folks, particularly in the more remote areas of the county, when they're staying at home, that sort of inhibits or interferes with their ability to get out, obtain public information in a timely fashion. And when you couple that with the fact that you're also dealing with another shortcoming that we just discussed before you guys came in the room, and that is our broadband coverage and limited internet services, it makes it more difficult. So I think we need to be mindful of that. We are going to try to work on those things. Hopefully we're going to, as time goes on, people have done their part in terms of the COVID-19, and we'll be progressing from there. But I just want to say thanks for your attention in this matter. Now, if you have questions, if you have comments, if you have questions pertaining these proposed amendments that are going to be reconsidered, feel free at this time to address those to the commission or to Dennis. All I ask is that you state your name for the record, so if we have to put that in our minutes, we'll know who we're speaking to. So,
my name is Dan Bailey. I live on Upper Hoback Road. I brought this to the attention. I guess the first question I have for Dennis is going back to the change in the first part of it, where incidental uses dropped, and then the from the guest ranch. Why is that being dropped, and why is all of that being moved over to the other section, and why is indoor being included in that also? Indoor. So, in your agricultural A1, item 3, outdoor recreational facilities for hunting, fishing, horseback riding, hiking, winter sports uses. And the last sentence in that, uses incidental to the principal agricultural use, that has completely been dropped from the regulations. And the rest of that language was moved to another section, section I, and the word indoor was included in there, and incidental to the uses was removed. It seems to me that this takes the A1 zoning and commingles it with the RS1 zoning. I'm not a planning development person, but I wish I'd like you to explain that.
Okay, what we took, so the in the outdoor recreation facility, the hunting and fishing, all of that was a permitted use on agricultural ground. So they did not have to come in and apply for a conditional use or any other use. It was an outright use, just like you could run cattle or anything else. It was an outright use to have an outfitting business on ag. What we did was moved, took that out of the outright use, moved it to a conditional use, where somebody has to come in and apply for that conditional use on that agricultural property to run an outfitting business or any of these outdoor recreational facilities. That way, the county would give notice to the surrounding property owners. Everybody would know what's going on, and it's not an outright use in A1 zoning.
And the reason for dropping uses incidental to the principal agricultural, why is that dropped?
As a guest ranch or outfitter business, as long as the agricultural property was producing ag products, a guest ranch outfitter business was incidental to the original ag use.
Correct, but now it is no longer by dropping that language.
By dropping it, it is a conditional use.
But it's no longer incidental to the agricultural use, so you would not have to ranch or have any other agricultural use, you could just have a guest ranch.
I'm not sure how to answer that one. It would still be as a conditional use, it would be an incidental use to ag.
But it doesn't say that.
Oh, maybe. Okay, I'm not.
This needs to be reviewed by the county attorney, and it needs to be explained. Can you hear me? I'm sorry.
Yeah, and I agree with you. It will be, and the county attorney is sitting right behind you. And what I said is, moving forward, if we rescind this motion, good point, it will be reviewed by the county attorney.
And that's what I'm asking for.
Good point. Good point.
Okay. The other part of that, you asked indoor and outdoor uses. Some of the indoor uses on ag properties, and we've got a couple of these in the county, are indoor arenas. So by putting that indoor recreational facilities, the other thing that you have is indoor rock climbing walls, indoor, there's all kinds of stuff that they do. On the indoor facility out here, they've had dog shows. So as a conditional use, indoor activities would also be allowed.
But we're still talking about an agricultural zoning.
Correct.
I'll go back to the attorney. I think that we need to define that. I don't think it's defined. I think it's very broad to just put the word indoor in there. Is that a hotel?
And that's, so if I may for just a moment, Mr. Commissioner and Mr. Bailey, I just want to make sure and encourage everyone that is here today. Thank you for being here. These comments are really important, but we also need to make sure that these comments are made when this comes back to the Planning and Zoning Commission, when they consider it, because that's going to be essentially, quote unquote, first line of defense for where we're at on having that conversation. I'm not trying to discourage this comment right now by any stretch of the imagination. Just want to encourage you to please come back and participate in that Planning and Zoning Commission conversation. Now, and I understand what you're saying, that by removing the word incidental, it no longer needs to be attached to an agricultural purpose. And Dennis and I can have this conversation, and we'll make sure that we're up to speed when any new version of this comes out. Dennis and I will make sure that these things are tuned up. And work on, there's a few other definitions in that packet that need to be tuned up as well. So those, Dennis and I will work hand in hand to make sure and kind of work through those potential potholes that exist with slight word changes. Does that help?
One of the things that I
could you please identify yourself?
I'm sorry,
for the record,
Marilyn Filkins, and we have property on the lower part of the Upper Hoback, and my husband has been a rider, and we've been at the cow camp on the Upper Hoback, right next to actually where another proposal for a resort is being entertained. What I was wondering about with this change that we're referring to now is, will that be taken out of ag? So that, because my understanding is one reason for that has been a historical reason, which is as ranching, cattle ranching in our county has been difficult in our climate, et cetera, in our remoteness, that in order for some of these ranchers to continue in business, they have been allowed to take out hunters and so on and so forth. And I think that if now some of those ranches that are strictly cattle ranching, they don't have indoor arenas, et cetera, have to come in for a conditional use to be able to do what they have historically been able to do, that's going to cost more money. It's going to be more of a difficulty for them. And a lot of people still do struggle, you know, when the market goes down for cattle, et cetera, and that's a concern to me.
And those are good points, but as our deputy county attorney just spoke to, those are things that need to be brought forth when planning and zoning convene again to consider these amendments. Those are good points now, but it's something that needs to be brought forth at the time that they're going to be redoing this.
I understand, but yeah. I did want it on the notes.
Okay.
And I just have another comment on the changing the timing, you know, and shortening up the time that people will have to comment on different things. And I'm totally against that. The reason being, excuse me, in Vonderet, for example, even Century Link down in, you know, the bottom of Vonderet, I think that they do provide internet service to the ranches, to Hoback ranches, but they do not down below. And we have a very difficult time just with the internet. And then, of course, our mail now goes to Salt Lake and comes back. And that alone sometimes takes 2 weeks just to try to get the things in. And I don't think that being concerned as to whether people forget is really something that we need to consider. That's sort of paternalistic, really. I think people will not forget if it's important to them. So I'm very much against that. If anything, extending it out a little further.
Okay. Thank you for
Thank
your
you.
Comments, Ms. Phelps.
I'd like to make a comment. I don't think that. Thanks. I don't want to. I'm just trying
just
to be super careful.
Well,
I don't want to touch it.
We can't
hear you on the Zoom if you don't.
Okay.
That's the whole
deal. Thank you.
Okay.
I'm a realtor. My name is Melissa Harrison, and I am being very careful.
Yep.
Saturday, I was with some people from California. So they were I'm social distancing. I'm being very careful for everybody's sake. So I just don't want to worry about it. I'm not sick. So anyway, I know I seem
careful,
but I'm just trying to respect everybody and just be careful. So my name is Melissa Harrison, and Dennis has been terrific to work with. I do thank you for that. He's always been super responsive to me as a realtor asking questions. I live in Bondurant. Thank you for giving us this time. I do appreciate Mr. Gaffney's comments that we were not at the Planning and Zoning Committee meeting. And the reason for that and the reason for all of us coming here today is because of the Jackson Fork Ranch proposal for a redevelopment, which is terribly upsetting for all of us in Bondurant. And even though I'm a realtor and I probably could do better in my business because of such a development, I'm very against it. So when we saw these zoning changes and the notice changes, it struck a chord with us. So we would like to see the longer periods kept so that if people are out of town, if there's COVID-19 going around, if we have, you know, family and business, that we have more time to prepare and understand a response that's appropriate to, for example, what Dennis is asking for in the Jackson Fork responses. Not an emotional response, but a response to the proposal for rezoning that actually references the zoning regulations and the comprehensive plan. So I just, for the record, I've got a letter opposing the two portions of the amendments that we've just talked about. One is the adding the indoor use and changing that around without further discussion. And then the second one is the changing the timing and shorten it. I agree with Marilyn that if somebody cares about something, they're not going to forget about it in 2 weeks, and that we would ask for, if more time is what it takes to get the notice out, then I think that's all the better, so that we can properly give you coherent reasons why we don't want something. So anyway, I'll just submit this letter. Thank you very much.
Thank you, and Dennis, I'm sure that letter's for you to take to your planning and zoning commission.
Thank you, Ben. Okay.
Thank you. Comment?
Pat Burrows. I live in the Upper Hoback. I guess, is this turned on?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Well, it's just your muffled mask.
Right. Okay. All right, so it seems to me we've kind of gotten in the weeds a bit here today. The primary reason for being here today was to express our opposition to the changes to the zoning regulations. My comment is, none of this is an emergency. It's not something that we need to deal with during the COVID virus, during the time when there weren't any in-person meetings. And as far as the zoning application, that's a whole nother issue, a whole nother time, and a whole nother place. We need to simply, I say, thanks to the commissioners for their responsiveness in this, and then take our other comments as far as what's going to happen with the rezone application and take those through the proper channels. So thank you, gentlemen, for allowing us to be here today and express our opinions.
Thank you, Pat. Appreciate that very much. Commissioner Reiser.
I would like to thank everyone for coming. We have so many times we make decisions and we get responses after the decision has been made. This is good stuff because we are a small county. And when we're going to make a decision that is this important, that does affect a community like Bondurant, we need to have the people involved. And I appreciate you coming. Thank you very much.
Can I make one more comment, please? Melissa Harrison again from Bondurant. I just want to make one more comment to, I am a realtor and I get calls every day. There's a lot of pressure that's going to be put on rural communities like Bondurant, like all of Sublette County, Montana. People are wanting to get away from where they are, and so we're going to see a big influx of people coming and wanting to change things. I think it's more important now than ever to be careful about what we change and approve and how quickly we move. Thank you.
Thank you.
Just one last short comment.
Hi, Dan.
Hi, I'm Dan Bailey. One last comment is that when we do look at this zoning changing on the regulations, Matt, please compare it to what is in RS1. It seems that there's a crossover with these changes. They seem to duplicate themselves. I want to thank all the commissioners for their time allowing us to speak and to kind of come in late and once we saw this, and I appreciate your time and your effort and certainly your service.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks, Dan. Let me just say for the record, the guy behind the mask there is our new deputy county attorney, and that's Clayton Malinkovich.
Oh, I'm sorry.
He's the guy you can be talking about. He's just hiding behind that mask. All right. If there's any other discussion from the commissioners, if not, we have a motion on the table to rescind our previous motion and vote on May 5th that approved the amendments to the zoning and development regulations. And I'll call for that vote. All in favor of that motion to rescind, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries unanimously. Okay. Thank you for coming. Safe travels. We'll get on with the rest of our meeting.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Please join us when we have that
conversation. Joel, I was going to. Yeah. I was going to say, Marvin's going to be playing for sale. If she wants to make.
Everybody's went broke.
But I thought that would be inappropriate. Yeah.
Okay. We've got the public hearing for renewal of liquor licenses. Just in time.
Yes.
Tracy and Janice, welcome.
Thank you. How are you
all? Oh, lovely.
You probably need this. Mr. Chairman, right. She's turning it over to me.
Smart move. Yeah. Okay.
All right. So I'll do my best. Bear with me, please. All right. We have a number of retail liquor licenses, restaurant liquor licenses, a couple of malt beverage permits and so on that we'll be discussing today. We have received all of the applications. We've also turned those over to the state and they have reviewed them all. The one thing that they have still outstanding that needs to be taken care of is for the Rendezvous Meadows Golf Club, and that is that we need to have the contract renewed with them. So Clayton is working on that. He called me this morning and said that the golf board or committee is meeting next week. They'll be discussing that contract and determining whether they want to renew or whatever the case may be. Then they will, you know, get in contact with him. He'll prepare the contract. He thinks that by your June 2nd meeting, you could sign that contract and we could have it completed by the middle of June. Hopefully to keep things moving for these liquor licenses so there are no delays. The termination of the current liquor licenses is June 30th. In addition to the renewals that we are discussing, there's a transfer from Wind River Properties, which was Sterling Gallegos, to Laura's Place LLC, which is Gil and Laura Winters for the place. So we did publish that as well and would like you to hear that today as well. Would you like me to read the applicants, or how would you like to proceed?
I think we'll need to, and I think we keep bear in mind as you read those, if those are ones that we can collectively approve by a motion, that would be helpful. It sounds like the one with Rendezvous Meadows Golf is going to have to be either postponed or have a provisional addition to it pending.
Mr. Chairman, yes, we usually approve it pending the resolution of the issue with the liquor division.
That way all they've got to do is present
get
a contract
signed, and
to
we
us
can,
and then
we can fax it or email it to the liquor division and they say okay and we're back on board.
Okay.
So perhaps a motion by liquor license type. So for retail liquor licenses, we have Green River Bar, Boulder Store and Pub, Elkhorn Trading Post, Lakeside Lodge, Daniel Junction, White Pine Ski Area and Resort, Kendall Valley Lodge, Half Moon Lake Lodge, and The Place.
Okay, so I would need a motion to renew the retail liquor licenses as just outlined.
Second.
Motion and a second. Any discussion?
Mr. Chairman.
Yes.
I think it's, Janice, it's easier for us going forward if you could have those to us, handed to us, so we know. We normally read those into the motion so the public knows what we're doing.
Okay.
And if we have those ahead of time, it just makes it easier.
Okay.
But I think for the record, when the motion is made to approve those retail liquor license, the clerk can then, for the record, indicate which those retail liquor license were.
Okay.
So is there any other discussion? Motion and a second to approve the retail liquor license. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
May I also add on that retail liquor license, we maybe need a separate motion for the transfer from Wind River Properties to Laura's Place LLC.
Mr. Chairman, I move we approve the transfer of the retail liquor license from
Wind
River Properties to Laura's
Place LLC. Yes.
I'll second.
Okay. Any discussion? If not, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
All right. Thank you. Restaurant liquor licenses. We have Fort William Recreation Area, Boulder Lake Lodge, and Big Sandy Lodge.
Okay. Can we, a motion to approve the restaurant liquor licenses for the record, as just indicated by Janice.
So moved, Mr. Chairman.
Second.
Any discussion? If not, all signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Motion carries.
Okay, retail malt beverage permit for Rim Station. And there perhaps will be a transfer on this. We've been contacted, but we haven't received any paperwork. So I assume we just go ahead as it's been submitted.
Okay, so we need a motion to approve the retail malt beverage permit for the Rim Station. So move.
Second.
Any discussion? If not, all signify, in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Okay, and a limited retail liquor license for Rendezvous Meadows Golf Course as a special club license, pending the completion of the contract.
So moved, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, we have a motion to approve the limited retail liquor license for Rendezvous pending the contract. Second?
Second.
You have a second? Any discussion? That is going to cover it then. Clayton, if we get this, once you approve the contract, we can just proceed. Okay.
Yes, sir.
All right. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Motion carries.
And a satellite manufacturer permit for Cowboy Country Distilling Incorporated.
Okay. Satellite manufacturing permit for Cowboy Country Distillery. Motion.
So moved.
Seconded.
Second.
You got that, Carrie? Commissioner Bousman, Commissioner Noble. No discussion. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Motion carries.
All right, thank you, Mr.
We did it.
We did it. We got it.
Ladies, thank you.
And that will just
Tracy, that was easy.
Yeah. Okay. Do you guys see
that was easy.
No?
No.
Okay.
No.
We'll put that
we
in there.
We just put it in our packet.
Okay,
and
perfect.
Will
thanks,
okay.
Janice.
Thank
thanks.
You.
And all these reasons I have.
Okay, sounds great. Thanks.
Okay, before we get into old business, we did add to our agenda executive session, so I would entertain a motion to go into executive session pursuant to statute 16-4-403A and 9 to consider information that is classified as confidential by law.
Mr. Chairman, before we do that, would it be possible for Mr. Grayson to speak to us for 5 minutes?
I think so. That would be in a public comment session.
Okay.
So, yeah, we'll do that so that you didn't realize we had public still here. So, yeah, we'll have public comment before we do our executive session. So, do you have a comment for us, Mr. Grayson?
Yeah, I do.
Introduce yourself.
There you go. There's the mic, Tim.
Yeah, turn it on.
Yeah. My name's Tim Grayson. I'm here just to talk with you gentlemen. I appreciate the time. It's came to my knowledge over the last couple of years of living here. I've lived here 9 years. We've got the Sublette County ball fields down there located across from the fairgrounds of Big Piney. I took it upon myself to step up, see what we can do to try to get these rolling for the kids. I know we have the ones here in Pinedale, but from speaking to a lot of people back down and all around the county, actually, they were pretty good ball fields back in the day. So I've taken it upon myself with some help of other residents and some help also down here in Pinedale with getting these going. We've had quite a bit of donations with jars that we put out last year, counting to $446 just out of the jars, and another $455 in some small donations through some people. I believe with a little bit of more help, we can get these going at least one field, so that if anything lifts in the county, the kids can join or even just come on their own time. I'm looking for some help with a little bit of fertilizer and some seed. So I've come to you guys today to ask for maybe a little bit of financial help of $2,000 to help with that seed and that fertilizer and some more touch-up painting that we want to do on the buildings. We had 22 people volunteer their time last year, and some dumpster fees and a dumpster and everything donated with fuel and equipment for helping. And I've also got that lined up for this year too on some topsoil to be brought in, donated, and some equipment to help spread that out. We've acquired sprinkler systems, heads and stuff to fix. And I'm willing, and a lot of people are willing to, you know, step in the community and get these things, this ball field going, even without help from our local government, but we're just wondering if we can get a little bit of help.
Did you give any thought to going to the rec board to see if perhaps they could consider a request, or did the request or the need come about after they held their budget hearing? What can you tell us about that?
Yes, sir. We have talked about this last year about going there because we heard there were some funds. I missed the deadline with the COVID. I didn't really think they were holding it. That was my fault for not checking with them. They did say that we could come back and request funds for next year. So I'm looking to doing most of this myself with just people around the community pitching in to help until next year falls around where we can get a little bit of help from the rec board.
Okay. Commissioners, comments?
Mr. Chairman, these ball fields belong to the county. They don't belong to the town of Pinedale or Big Piney or Marbleton. So I believe that we ought to be able to find $2,000 to help them get going, and then they can make their approach to the rec board because there has been money in the past set aside for the Big Piney ball fields, but there's not been any interest until people like Tim have stepped forward and have kids involved and are ready to go ahead and get to work. It would be a sad state of affairs to let them sit idle for one more year without some help.
Is there any, and I agree with you, because I remember a number of decades ago, a number of years ago, when those ball fields were quite well used, and it was an asset to the youth in our community. I guess my question is, that is a reasonable amount to ask for, considering that you've already put in a lot of blood, sweat, and tears and community money to try to get this project going. Is there any avenue or precedent or whatever to readdress the rec board to see if they would reconsider a request? Is that not an option? Is that what we're saying?
Well, going back to the old days, it was always you come to the rec board with your requests, and then that day is over, and going back to the rec board, say a month or 2 months, oh, by the way, I forgot, was kind of a no-no, because those people have to put their budget together. And they've already given it to you. When Tim was talking to me, I said, I don't think that's appropriate to go back to the rec board. You need to come straight to us and see what we can do.
So, Carrie, if we were to entertain this thought, is that something that we could do with still what's existing in this year's budget, or is it something? Because you've already gone through your budget request. You've already, we got that to consider coming up. How can we, if we so choose, how can we best try to accommodate this reasonable request if that's what the commissioners are in favor of doing?
I would think the best thing would be to talk to Andre about the maintenance budget, because we have landscaping and seeds and things that go on all the time for the other county properties, and it is a government facility, and he has a line item for those kinds of things. I think rather than going into our reserves, it would be best just to go through maintenance to see, fund it through there, since it's county property.
But I guess the question is, does maintenance have funds left in their budget?
They have money, yes.
Okay.
And $2,000 request isn't going to be a big stretch. But I would think the proper thing would be to talk with Andre, and then if Mr. Grayson is going to buy the seed, get that approved and get reimbursed for the seed, or maybe Andre can give him some direction on where to get the seed, you know, through the county channels.
But my understanding, and maybe I don't understand, you're asking for more than just seed. I mean, the money you're going to need is for more than just seed.
Yeah, we're going to use seed and fertilizer mixture. I've acquired a hydro seeder myself to do this. I purchased it so that I looked into a company. They were just going to be too much for one ball field. So I purchased a hydro seeder myself for through my business, and then we're going to use that with the mixture and help. But it's going to go for whatever we have left over. We're going to use also for painting, touch-up, and along with what my company has donated for material-wise, we're going to reface the main building and get the bathrooms up and going this year. So I did talk to a person who went to the rec board. They're the ones that notified that we were too late. They turned it down. So as far as the budget.
Mr. Chairman, I guess my thought is, if we go this route that Kerry's talking about, we probably don't even need a motion if you just talk to Andre.
Yeah.
But let's make it clear that going forward, this type of thing needs to go through the rec board.
Oh, I absolutely. There's no question about that.
Request it, yeah. Because that's what the rec board is for. But for now, if we can do it through maintenance, mm-hmm. we just do it and we're covered.
Yeah, I mean, I guess the issue is you weren't aware of the deadline or whatever else came about, whether it was COVID-19 or whatever. I understand that, and in the future, that is the place to go. I also appreciate Commissioner Ryle's comments, and that is a county-owned property, and we probably ought to be, just as we so chose to replace the bridge for $2,000 today across the creek because it was county property. I think that it falls in line of the same type of situation, although it is, of course, the bridge could be considered as a rec project too. But so I agree with what you're saying. I haven't heard from you guys.
I will be more than happy to talk to Andre.
Yeah, okay.
Devil's advocate, I'm only worried about that now we're supporting his business.
You're not supporting my no, not my business at all.
Well, you said you're doing the hydro seeding, and I'm fine with
well,
that.
Well, no, I just bought the hydro seeding to use. I'm not going to, there'll be nothing with my business on it. You're just in help. All I'm looking is help for seed and fertilizer for the county property. It won't go nothing towards my business. I'm just donating my equipment, my time.
And there was a tremendous amount of work done there last year, I mean, from what you had to start with.
Yeah, we've got a lot cleaned up, a lot of things organized, thrown away, garbage.
Sprinklers are working.
We purchased new heads for the ones that were broken. We've got to do some excavating to dig up some broken lines for one of the fields. But, yeah, they are up and running. We've replaced two of the light bulbs already on the one field that has lights. So, yeah, a lot of volunteer hours went in last year.
So, this is a question for the commissioners. It's not for you, but it did make bring it to mind. With the ball fields that they have in Pinedale now, they're going to be moving, redoing, whatever. I get, and it's not the question for you. The question for the commissioners in terms of looking to that, is there any way that any portion of that equipment or material might be offered for the ball fields in Big Piney? I'm talking dugouts, dugout covers, fence if you want to come get it, and what are we doing with the sod? Would that be something looking at down the road? And there again, Tim, that's not a question for you. I'm just talking out loud for these guys.
Well, the question was this morning that Dave made the comment that they had signed the check with the town of Pinedale for the property, their portion. Or did I misunderstand?
No.
So, who owns the baseball fields?
The Rural Healthcare District, but there's an MOU defining how that goes forward.
Well, I understand that, but the thing about it is that...
And if, I'm not talking about anything for this year.
Well, no, I'm sure. Year. But the point is that I could see everything that's up on top of the hill if they agreed, the Rural Healthcare Board agreed, that the Big Piney could have everything up there if they came and got it.
That's something I can bring up to them.
That's a conversation that needs to be had.
Yes. Yeah. I can bring that up to the Rural Healthcare Board. Yeah.
Well, it's something to look at in the future.
Down the future, yeah.
Year, but they are, with the new fields, redoing. I mean, they're not taking those dugouts. They're not taking the tops of the dugouts, which are quite expensive. I don't know what they're going to do with the sod. There should be a number of things. They're not taking the fence, which is an expense to take down. And I would imagine that's something that could be looked at in the future. With enough able-bodied hands, you might be able to work through.
Oh, well, if they're willing to donate it, yeah, we'll get it out of there.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Well, Mr. Chairman, I have a question. So, Mike, I thought a year ago there was a committee put together down there. Matter of fact, you were part of that committee to clean up that and get that one facility going. Did that not happen? Because it sounds to me like you guys have started from square one again.
Oh, no. They got the weed and pest. They killed all the gophers, all the prairie dogs. They worked on it last year. It's just taken them more, you know, it's taken them longer.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. They did a considerable amount of work last year.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah.
You know, I've no issue. I've no issue with the $2,000. What I've kind of got an issue with, and it just seemed like all these things kind of just keep rolling along. Who's next? Once we make a decision to support, and I'm not against the support, believe me. Then we have another request, and can we deny that one if we let this one go forward?
Well, there is something different about this in that we own the property.
We own the property.
It is our
facility. Yeah, I understand that. So my comment is just what it was.
But it was okay to spend $2,000 on a bridge across the creek.
I didn't say that. I said with four of you in agreement, I may as well go along for the ride.
Well, but this, you know, this all goes back to $1,000,005.
So fertilizer, what do you anticipate?
So it's a mixture. When you hydro seed, you got to do a mixture, and we do a soil sample, and so the new sifted topsoil we'll bring in. And we'll sample that, and then we get a chemical mixture of fertilizer with the seed, just for the one ball field, just trying to get something going for kids. So, and if they want to play in the end of the year, we have one, or next month they start to play. We have one that it'll just be dirt with the old field that we've leveled out. So, just I've got a lot of people willing to donate from the community. They want to see something happening. And that it's nobody wants to put money towards something that's not going to be used. And so I feel that if we start it, which we have, but really get something going on this year to where one field's looking good, I believe that I can get a lot of donations. As a matter of fact, I know I can. I've talked to enough people.
So what about teams? Yeah.
teams. So a lot of people have called, want to know when the teams are, if we can do teams, and we're not there yet. For the Little League, I think we could be there with a field that's not completed with grass. But where they were playing in LaBarge last year, you know, they were traveling from Pinedale to LaBarge to practice. So we're trying to find a happy medium ground. If they release it to where the kids can play this year, we'll have a field ready for them. It just won't be, you know, grass on it all the way, but we do have one.
Sounds great.
All yeah. I have to say is kudos to you for being the champion and driving it.
Thank you.
Okay, so I guess Mac, you'll talk to
Andre. I'll talk to Andre.
Okay. All right, Tim. Thank you.
Thank you guys.
You're good. Thanks, Tim.
Okay, we still have executive session. Should we order pizza before or after?
You didn't have a motion yet.
I know that. I know. We got interrupted. I was asking about the pizza first.
And, Mr. Commissioner, if I may just to suggest, as you make that motion, we do have the one purpose for the executive session.
Yes.
And also, this would also potentially be involving a real estate purchase, so we can name both of those purposes and increase the size of our umbrella for the executive session.
Okay. All right. Are we ready for that motion?
You better do the pizza first.
I know. Well, we're going to go hungry. A motion to go in executive session pursuant to Wyoming Statute 16-4-405A and 9 to consider information that is classified as confidential by law and to consider real estate.
Purchase.
Yeah. Purchase. Okay, that's the motion I need. So move.
Second.
Okay. All in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Okay.
Yeah, we get to kill it.
Yeah.
We can breathe.
Oh, just a second.
Turn our microphones off.
Yeah. And did you stop that? I'm going to right now.